Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
What beyond? That's such a crappy game.
No, it isn't. It's Steelers. They get good ratings.
Well, they maybe, but at halftime, everybody's going to shut it off.
Not Steeler fans.
It's good. Well,
we're used to watching blowouts. We stay to the end.
They're hoping to get more than just Steeler fans to watch it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Welcome to SportsCenter.
No, it's SNR Radio.
Ah, good stuff there. I like to drive, especially from 4 to 2.
Do you just listen to that all day long?
No, it's just 4 to 6 is the drive. I like to watch that. Listen to that.
Wow. Not our own podcast.
Sometimes in the locker room.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to our podcast. Not our podcast.
Tunch and Wolf in the locker room. Anybody watch, listen to that?
I think Roach is using this podcast as just a long form interview to get on SNR.
Oh, are we sure that he doesn't already work for them?
I wish.
I'm trying to get our podcast to come on Alexa, and I can't get it to work.
She says, Alexa says, I don't know what Four Fat Guys is.
How do we make that happen, Josh?
Yeah, you just do. That's out of my palette. Great.
How do you get Alexa to work with the podcast?
It says you can listen to podcasts on Alexa, but I can't get it to work.
Maybe you need a newer Alexa.
Josh, do you need to put it on Amazon or something? Does Amazon have like Josh? A podcast section?
Yeah, let me just get right on it. I'll Google it.
Are we being sponsored by Alexa or something this week? Or
what do we care about Alexa?
It'd be nice. I could sit in my chair and listen to Alexa.
I went to the Harry Potter movie, or what is it?
Oh, Fantastic that's the Beasts. Movie? Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Is it Harry Potter or not Harry Potter?
It's not Harry Fantastic Potter. Fantastic Beasts.
It's pre-Harry Potter. Yes. Oh, it's pre-Harry Potter?
Yeah. It's Crimes of Grindelwald.
It's Hairless Potter.
It was good. It was excellent. Johnny Depp in it.
Johnny Depp's in it?
Yeah, he's Grindelwald. Again.
Is that English? He's what?
Whatever the guy's name, Grindelwald.
What is that?
Grindelwald. He's got it.
There you go, Grindelwald. Whatever.
He's Grindelwald.
Once again, Johnny Depp, amazing brains because he found another movie he doesn't have to act in. Puts on a weird kind of outfit and makes millions of dollars and doesn't know how to act.
He really did figure that out.
I mean, every movie he does, he's dressed up in some costume that he doesn't have to act.
He's
a genius.
This is entering into Roach's Rants territory.
He's a freaking genius. I'm jealous. I wish I'd have thought of it.
It's Roach's Rants territory.
I can't act. Can you put me in some sort of contest or
I'll do a weird voice and just be weird like I normally am.
I'll do expressions like.
He was really good in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. So.
Yeah, perfect. And what do you do? He looks sad. Oh, yeah. I can do that the whole time.
No, that was not his normal character.
Oh, Gilbert Grape. I thought you meant Edward Scissorhands.
No, Edward Scissorhands. That's a different
one. Eating Gilbert Grape. That's the movie. Yeah. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What's Eating Gilbert
that's
Grape?
That's a good movie.
Hey, Edward. It's me, Artie.
He was really good.
I'm up here, Edward.
He's really good.
Don't jump. I will not catch you. My hands are made of scissors.
Speaking of movies, I think I've watched 15 Hallmark movies so far this season.
I got zero in.
You're sure your brother's not adopted or something?
He is adopted.
I hope I'm adopted. Well, and my real parents will come forward someday, and they're millionaires.
I'm home all day long, and I haven't watched one.
I don't even care if they like Hallmark.
All you have to do is watch one, and you've seen them all.
If they're millionaires and they give me a piece of it, I will disown my adopted family immediately.
I have to go to physical therapy now, and Tony's working me, man.
Oh, yeah? So it hurts when you're done?
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
I like it. I wish I could let Tony know. Yeah, do it a little bit harder.
Can you make a video of it when you're in pain so we can watch
that? Hey, that could be our YouTube channel right there. We could put it on our first episode.
That would be. I'd view.
They could hear us talk it, like we do an episode, but in all you would see is Jeff going through his physical therapy.
I got the young girls working with me last time, and she said, "Okay, you want to do this one, Mr. Green, or Jeff?" She calls me Jeff. I said, "Oh, yeah, I would love to do that." And then she goes, "You want to go to the next one?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'd love that one." And she goes, "Some patients just hate it, but I'm so happy that you're happy to be here." I said, "You need to learn sarcasm."
Tony doesn't give you the option of, "Would you like to do this one?"
She doesn't either.
No.
Nobody gives you an option.
No.
It's trying to make you feel like you're involved.
I'd like to watch that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can videotape it sometime.
Can we get like a cattle prod so that every time he doesn't do it right, we get to zap him?
I want to hide his towel. Hide his medicine before he goes too, so he's really in pain. No ibuprofen for you.
You take the medicine before you go?
I take ibuprofen before I go.
Yeah, let's hide that.
All right, I got a question for you guys since you're all in a spiteful mood today. All right, you're trapped inside your worst enemy's body, and you have 48 hours to ruin their life, but you cannot kill or be killed. What do you do?
You get a tattoo on your face.
All right, next question.
There you go. There's all sorts of good things you could say.
Trapped in their body.
48 hours, and you cannot kill or be killed.
Yeah, you get a tattoo on your face.
You know what? Roach, I'd cut out the Mountain Dew taste bud.
Wait, so there's no rule against us shoving like their arms, feet, appendages down a garbage disposal, right?
Well, the only issue is you're trapped in this body for 48 hours. So you're not going to do that in like the last 30
seconds.
Yeah,
so I do it in the last, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't even know if you want to give yourself that much time.
You could take out a huge loan and just party it up for 40 hours. You know, take out as much as you can draw out.
Yeah, that's true.
Invite 5,000 of your closest friends to
you would
Atlantic
have to
City.
Do. Go into work and quit. Tell them, "F you, I'm done. I hate this place." Yeah, that's how you destroy their life.
You know what I do? I think I'd sign Roach up for a
Why
binding.
Is it me? Why?
Because it said your worst enemy. So I'd sign him up for like, it'd be binding. By law, has to do it. Weight Watchers.
Hey, cut out Mountain Dew.
Could you imagine him going to those meetings?
I'm your worst enemy. What a charmed life you live.
You know, I was hanging out with my buddy Tyler last night, though. And he goes, "I've been listening to the podcast. I don't know why any of you talk to that Roach guy."
Really?
He said, "He sounds terrible. He just wants to kill people, hurt people, and steal money."
Yeah. He is horrible.
Yeah. I'm the only nice one here.
He is horrible.
He said, "Where did you guys find him? Has he been around for a while?"
Yeah, he's been around for a while, but he is a horrible human being.
That's just not true. False advertising.
Fake news.
He legitimately, out of the blue, we weren't even talking about the podcast. He just goes, "I got a question. Where did you find this Roach guy?"
Hey, I thought you had a question for the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, I do. It's on our fecal matter.
Oh, yes.
God. Okay, here we go. Now we're talking.
Now we're back in our wheel.
Yeah. When you're in the bathroom, which way do you put the toilet paper on the toilet roll?
Oh.
Because I always put it so it's coming over the top.
Yes.
And I always put it coming underneath.
My wife always puts it the opposite way, and I constantly have to switch it.
It's not over the top.
Over the top, 100% Roach is right.
Underneath.
Yeah. Underneath.
No.
Over the top.
It's definitely over the top.
You.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
over the top. This way you got to reach up under.
No, it's a more natural flow.
You're too lazy to reach an extra 3 inches? That's the bottom line?
No, I'm so unlazy. Every time it's like that, I switch it. I've been married for 17 years, and it's a constant battle at my house. Every time I go to the bathroom, It's wrong. Your wife has it right.
Yeah, my wife
fixes it the other way.
My wife puts it over the top. I don't change it, but I prefer it underneath.
How can you not change it? It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I wouldn't change it either. It's not that big of a deal.
It drives me nuts.
The problem with it being too close, when it comes over, like underneath, is it's right up against the wall there.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Have you ever stayed in a hotel? I've never stayed at a hotel where it goes under.
I would expect it from what scrunch guy when he for the toilet paper, but fold up guy, you would think you would be.
It's gotta
under.
Go, but it drives me nuts. I see it, I have to change it.
It's just under is just more natural. That's the way it
I'm
flows.
In there. I go to the bathroom, I reach over, it's wrong, and then I gotta take it off and flip it around and put it back on there.
Yeah, no, I don't care about it that much.
I don't either, but if I put it on, I put it on coming underneath.
And I'll check it to make sure it's coming underneath, too.
No, I fix
it's
it
every
time.
It's a new roll. I open it up, make sure it's going underneath, and then boom.
Yeah, I do, too, the right way. Make sure it's going over
now,
the top.
Why is it your way is always the right way?
I don't know. It just worked out nice
in this
way.
Situation, his way is the right way.
No.
That's just go with what my way in life because you'll be better off. My way is usually right.
Yeah. No, I go under, too.
Oh, I hate it. Drives me nuts.
It really does bother me.
Under bothers you.
Under really bothers me.
It does. You know, I see it.
It's,
I have
it's
to
even
change
worse
it.
That it bothers you that much.
I probably change it three
like
times a week.
I go under and I'm okay, but if it's over, whatever, but no big deal.
You'll deal with it?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Oh, how can you do that? That's wrong.
There's things in life that you want to change. And that's not one of them that I'm like, oh, God, I got to change
gotta fix
this.
It.
This is terrible. Oh, my
you
Lord.
You're right.
You could do what my wife does. She just takes out a roll of toilet paper and sets it on top of the roll because she knows that that's going to bother me more than anything else. And then she just waits for me to do it. And I asked her, I've confronted her. I said, like, why don't you just put it on the roll? And she goes, because I know it bothers you. So eventually you'll do it and I won't have to.
That sounds like my kids.
Yeah, it's terrible.
My kids, we got them to the point where now they'll leave the empty roll on there.
Yep.
And the new roll just sits on top. Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh,
you're like,
it takes
seriously?
2 seconds to change it.
I know, but.
Even the ones where they're spring loaded, where you got to spring it in and pop it out of there, it doesn't take long.
No, none of it takes long, but that's what they do.
Oh.
You know what you need to do, Josh? You need to unravel the entire roll all around your bathroom and say, look, honey, look at what our kid did because you just left the toilet paper laying around.
What's even worse is if they'll leave like two little things of tissue on there. Like there's nothing really like
The last
who's taking a crap and wiping with this? You got to have some toilet paper.
You got to have enough to fold.
Yeah, you got to be able to fold up.
And you know when you used it. That you gotta change it. I mean,
have you ever been in a public? This is my fear. It's never happened to me. Oh, have you ever been in a public restroom and there wasn't toilet
you
paper?
Really
no,
should.
Because
you
I always check.
You gotta
you
check.
You do check.
Yeah, hell
I
yeah.
never check.
I, one.
Oh, you gotta.
I
check.
Avoid going that in any public restroom.
Well, so do I. But usually,
in the one, two cases a year that I have to, I check.
See, this is the problem though. If I have to.
You
then
have
I have to.
To.
I don't well, have time I, to. I don't have time to check. It's coming out when I'm hitting the toilet.
I get
so.
That, but you got to make that part of the opening and shutting door routine.
Yeah,
you
well,
check
well,
that.
Well, okay.
But here's the problem,
but
right?
You
walk in and there's two stalls, right? Because usually there's like a stall and then a handicap stall.
Yeah.
Both open.
I'm usually taking the handicap because I like my room.
But what happens if you want to get comfy in there instead of an area rug?
Well,
what are you
like,
doing?
No, some of them are really tight for me.
Listen, he is handicapped, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
He's not doing
but
anything
no,
bad.
No, because you're in an emergency situation at that point. So it's, if you're in a rush and then you sit down and you realize that there's nothing there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to make it part panic. Of shutting the door check.
Like, that's what I do. But hey,
it's
we,
not optional.
Yeah, well, what happens if you walk in there? You're like, it's turtling out right now.
You still shut the door.
It's on its way out. And you walk in there and you check and there's nothing in there.
Then you got to go to the paper towel rack.
We've seen some ladies in supermarkets. You can't wipe, you can't wipe.
Or you
got
to go to the next stall.
Yeah, there's no. What do you get? You get some of those places, there's no extra stall. You got the
then you
got
to go to the paper towel
urinal
rack.
Or the stall. And then it's the freaking fan.
And that, oh, then you got to check your pockets for paper towel. Hopefully, you know, that
paper, your paper yeah. towel pocket.
You got enough. You got, some you got enough in there that's going to do the job.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Who has a paper towel pocket?
What was your plan? Go to another store?
I don't know what the plan is. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the plan is.
Probably go home with one less sock than you wore. Well, I mean, yeah,
they might have to.
You just have to do what you got to do. I mean, it's better to just some remnants than a whole big blotch in there.
Oh, you got to wipe, even if you got to go commando.
What
after.
If you can't?
What are you wiping with?
I said, even if you got to go commando after. Yeah. You got to use a sock. You got to do something. You got walking around with not wiping.
I could just see Roach coming out of the bathroom with a tube top because he had to tear off part of his shirt.
I mean, you got to do something.
You would be faced with a dilemma there.
You got to use a sock or something. I don't know, but... I've never been in that circumstances, but I'm not wiping isn't an option. I mean, are you crazy?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, if you were stuck in that position, it would be tough. And I don't look at.
I bet you, if you could film public restrooms
legally,
you would see some stuff. And I'm not talking about. Sex or anything. I'm talking about in the toilet.
You,
stuff people do.
You would probably see that too, but you'd also see, you'd see some explosions in there. I bet you that would be like, oh my God. What? You know what I think? Like, I think there's some explosions where, like, they don't want to sit on the toilet. Like, they're afraid.
Hover. Yeah.
They hover. And then it just blows, like, and that's how you get those ones where it's everywhere. Like, it's like.
Did I tell you that? I don't know if I said this on the show before, but we Roach and I went to Mighty Taco once.
Oh well, then we do it right there.
Then to Home Depot, and it came on. You know, it comes on. Yeah, Home Depot. So I went in the bathroom, and there was one door in there, and it was a little kid. I could tell because he had.
Yeah, like the little light up shoes or something.
Yeah, he was small. You know, probably 9, 10, right. Something like that, I'm guessing. And I got in the stall and it went, you know, the sounds. And I heard the kid laughing. So I just go, oh, that was a good one.
See, I was going to say, when I go, I don't go into the. To the bathroom and look for the handicap so I can have the extra room like Roach does.
I don't look. It's, there's,
I go. What if there's somebody that's in a wheelchair and they can't go
they're
because
not there.
They can't.
They come in if you go in.
They can wait. I'm only going to be in there a minute.
And not only.
No, he's not a minute. He's,
not
he's
only not can they not either. Use it while he's in there, but they can't use it for a long time after he's been in there.
The public bathroom, I'm in and out because it's ready to go.
I look for.
It's Thunderdome.
Which, I look for which toilet's the cleanest when I go in.
Well, yeah, that's always.
Because you walk into some.
Sometimes
and you're like,
you got.
Oh.
It's just a pick 'em.
When you're on the thruway,
I was just
going to
say the thruway has some heinous.
Oh my God.
There's like war crimes going on in those.
Fortunately,
bathrooms.
I have fairly good control right now, so I don't rarely do I ever.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's either. My plan. And I'm a morning guy, so I like to do that before I leave the house.
Oh, I'm sure your job appreciates that too.
Oh, I like to do that every morning.
He wouldn't be employed anymore.
But I always feel better because I'm good for the day. You know.
Yeah, I'm a one a dayer.
Yeah, and I'm good. Get it out in the morning. I'm
they
good.
Say they say you're supposed to do two.
Yeah,
like one in a, as soon as you get up, you're supposed to go.
Well, what am I supposed to do? It comes when it comes.
You know what? Yeah. We had a doctor for because we needed to. Anyways, we had a doctor, and he said, no matter what, you should go first thing in the morning. You should sit on the toilet.
Oh, that's me.
And see
don't
if
worry.
It happens. Even if you don't feel like
it does
go.
Happen every morning.
Yeah. Right, right.
But it doesn't happen again.
No, and then he said as soon as you get home from work or whatever, you should, or at, right after dinner, he said you should do it again.
Now, man weekend, I'm up to 3. Does that average it out?
I think you're more than 3.
It could be.
You know what's worse than Roach using the handicap toilet, though? I had this conversation with one of my female coworkers. We were at a conference, and there was... A guy at the conference who I walked into the bathroom. There's literally no one in the bathroom at all. There's 3 urinals. I got to go to a urinal. Which one is the guy at?
The middle. And the middle one. I think them people should be beaten.
The middle one. But maybe there were two people there when you first walked in.
No. We had the same thing at work. There's six, three on each side, and I'll go in there, and there'll be someone in the middle one. And I'll just be like, what is wrong with this freak?
Yeah. So now it's either I wait around and look like a weirdo, or I go stand right next to this dude when there's really no reason for it.
And you know, lots of times at a public place, you don't have a choice, like a movie theater.
Yeah, but
it's nuts.
Have you ever done the movie theater one where you could be right next to a guy, or you take the little kids one?
Yeah.
I'll take the little kids one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I take the little kids ones most of the time just so I don't have to hold it up.
I came out and I said to my coworker, I said, that guy over there, I don't trust him. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, I just walked into the bathroom, not a soul in sight. There was nobody walking. I mean, the way that it was set up, I would have saw somebody walking towards me. It was a pretty decent sized hallway. If somebody had walked out of there, nobody had walked out of there. He's in there at the urinal all by himself, not another soul in the bathroom, in the middle urinal.
You know what's even worse than that? You go in, there's nobody. You pick the end one.
Oh, and that pisses me off.
Somebody comes in and takes the one right next to you with another option.
There's something wrong with that guy.
Right.
I've had that happen at work. That's the same dude.
And then he looks over at you and, hey, how's it going, man? What's up?
Something wrong with
how about,
that.
How about you go in?
All right, we're back. I screwed up again.
We always blame Josh.
But yeah, so I'm going to jump on the grenade first.
Yeah, that ruined all our fun. Usually we can come back. All
right, so anyway, you walk in the bathroom, right?
Yep.
And the stall's closed, and you're at the urinal, and you can hear the guy wiping, right?
Right.
In there, toilet flushes, belts up, whatever he's doing. He walks out and walks right by you, right out the door.
Yeah.
Oh,
see that?
Wow. I've seen that a number of times.
And then you gotta leave this bathroom somehow.
And then he's over at the thing getting drinks from Burger King or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
No, better yet, you're at a buffet and he's just reaching in there, digging out some food.
Worse than any of this is like the sports stadium trough.
I couldn't do it. I get stage fright.
No, the trough is bad.
And here's the problem, right? So you walk up and then you get stage fright, and then it just looked like you wanted to walk up and check out the trough.
You're just talking about peeing. What if you had to take a dump and you're at a sports event?
There's no way.
I think I'd go home.
You don't have a choice.
No,
it's coming out.
Yeah, you do.
It's ready to
walk. You evacuate before you go.
You go out to the parking lot then.
You ate something while you're tailgating and you're inside now and you're going, oh, God, it's
coming. I've never had that happen to me.
You think about it. That is pretty bad. That the one place that you definitely wouldn't want to have an emergency is the place that you eat all the things that cause emergencies.
Yeah, you're no doubt about it. You're tailgating, you're eating everything junk.
There's only one reason that sporting event, especially football game bathrooms, work. And that's because everybody's so hammered that they have no idea what's going on in there anyway.
Well, for them, it's good. Yeah. I'm not hammered.
Yeah, no,
I'm going in there, I'm all right. Where can I go that's safe?
You just flip the switch, man. You go to another zone, you get the business done, you get out of there. That's how I handle it.
Well, I start trying to think about Disney and all kinds of things. But I still get stage fright. It's right up on me.
He's at the trough going, it's a small world after all.
Whatever works. Never does.
The summer before college, three of my buddies and I went on a camping trip to the Adirondacks. And before we left, we just grabbed some food from everybody's houses. And we grabbed these granola bars from my parents' house. And my buddy was like, he was loving them. He ate like 12 of them. Well, they were Fiber One bars. So we get to the campground. And he's like, I gotta go. And we were like, we're tent camping. Like, I don't know what you're going to do. He jumped out of a moving car. We're driving through the campground at like 5-10 miles an hour. He jumps out and just runs into the woods. And he says, I'll find you later.
Oh.
And it was the last time he had those granola bars. He polished off a dozen of them in like 3 hours.
A dozen Fiber One bars?
He was like, these things are the best granola bars ever.
Yeah, but wait. He went out in the woods.
Yeah.
Did he have some toilet paper with him?
He didn't. Unless he had the roach emergency pack in his...
Then he's grabbing leaves and stuff. Yeah. You grab some poison ivy and shove that and up in there. Reach.
Hey, ooh. When I'm out in the woods cutting woods, I have a roll of toilet paper.
Well, you're prepared. That's good.
Yep.
What do you do if you got to use leaves? Do you stack them or do you scrunch them?
You stack them.
Oh, you got to stack
them. These psychopaths are going to be folding. Folding little maple leaves.
You stack them up. You stack them right up so you got solid protection between your hand and...
You're dangerously close to crunching territory.
How many leaves do you think would be adequate?
20,000.
I know. You want to look... You got to look for those big leaves, too. Not those little maple tree... The maple tree leaves aren't going to do it.
Roach just rakes up a pile and then just scoots through it.
In the winter, you can
like
use...
Like a dog. He goes through it like a dog. Wiping his butt.
In the winter, you could use like a handful of snow.
Oh. No, you can't.
We're going on break.
It's like horrendous. It's like a frozen
it
bidet.
Melts it, and then it's just dripping right through your hand.
Oh. Yeah, why don't you use an icicle, you moron?
That's terrible.
It's a frozen bidet.
Oh. We're done.
Boss said you're staying home and doing laundry.
The boss said no, so we can't watch the game.
No, this freaking hanging out at Jeff's house anymore. It's time for you to get some stuff done.
I wish they moved the games up so they started earlier.
You know how much laundry he's going to do during this game?
None.
He's going to at 12:55. He's going to put the laundry in the washing machine, and it's going to sit there until 4:00.
See, now you're wrong. That's what's great about sporting events. There's these huge commercial breaks all the time.
You're hunkered in. You're in your chair. You got your Mountain Dew. You're all...
You got like 10 minutes when somebody scores.
Seriously?
Yeah,
what is going on?
Are you watching a video on your phone while we're
recording? My wife's leaving.
Oh, okay.
The stalker bell.
That's worth ruining the show.
Is that your stalker bell?
There she goes.
He's got this Buffalo Bill style video over here. Not the sports team. The Silence of the Lambs guy. Where he's just watching his wife move around.
Check her out. She's leaving.
I don't know. That's a little, just...
That's creepy.
It's creepy to me.
Had to see what was going on. That's all.
Although I haven't been to his house, but I like to live whipping the bird when I go in. Do you ever see that one?
Have you done that?
Yeah.
I have to look for that on tape. I can replay it.
I don't do a lot of laundry, but I always hated folding a sheet. Because they're so big.
Yeah.
So what I'm picturing every time Roach folds a skivvies, it's like folding a sheet.
What brought that attack on? I wonder why I want you to...
Because I want my stuff from Cusimano's and you won't come today.
It's Steve Martin holding up John Candy's underwear in the bathroom after he's just wiped his face with them.
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie. That's got to happen soon.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Not weekend.
No, we got to get it in before.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a pre-Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah. Pre-Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you might as well watch it after
Christmas.
Thanksgiving's over, it's Christmas.
You really
should
watch it on Wednesday night.
See, now that's the argument that we're having at my house right now. I think that the Christmas creep has gone on too long. I want to roll it back. Doesn't start until the day after Thanksgiving.
I disagree.
Why? I don't think Christmas shows come in until after Thanksgiving.
Bring it on.
I agree.
Halloween's over, boom, Christmas.
No, the problem is that Thanksgiving's a great holiday and it doesn't get appreciated. Yeah, and even Halloween's going down now because now Christmas stuff is out before Halloween.
Thanksgiving is not great.
Oh, you know what's so great about Thanksgiving? Some genius thought, well, let's not put it on Friday. Let's put it on Thursday so you get a 4-day weekend. I mean, that's,
not every place gives you that 4 days.
No, we didn't used to. We do now.
Right, that's the thing.
Because they don't get any work on you on Friday when you come back into work.
Hey, I got a call to work last night.
Yo, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I declined.
I don't know why everybody didn't get on this Memorial Day. We're going to have that on Tuesday.
I think Thanksgiving is just like a Christmas appetizer. It's, you know, yeah. Okay, it's fun. We get together.
No, because here's the problem. So you're saying Halloween is a line in the sand.
Halloween is the line in the sand.
You don't do anything Christmassy before Halloween.
No,
No. See, because that
stores, no, stores no, incorrect, incorrect.
Way too early.
You were watching Hallmark movies.
No.
On October 27th.
I think you might have been.
Yes, you
did. Did it come out then?
They've launched. The first Christmas movie was October 27th.
I'm sure I watched it.
And you watched it.
I have not watched one of those.
I'm just telling you. If it was on the 27th.
Watch one, you'll have seen them all.
But I was flipping between that and
hey, have you seen
Silence of the Lambs?
have you seen that?
That's, man, that's a borderline psychopath right there.
You're still enjoying the holiday Halloween spirit, but, you know, you're getting warmed up.
Hey, have you seen the Chris Pine movie? The Netflix is pushing real hard now.
What is it?
The medieval one?
Yeah, what is it?
Something King.
I'm fighting it.
Oh, yeah. To watch it?
Yep.
It looks pretty good.
Why? Because of Man Weekend.
Man Week.
Well, then why? There's no fight, stupid. Stop.
Yeah. I'm trying to fight it. I'm fighting the urge.
Don't look at the Netflix commercials anymore.
Get up and do something.
The problem with that one is
take a walk.
It's the one that auto plays right when Netflix opens up.
Oh, yeah. You open up Netflix, you do see a preview for that.
It's on all commercials everywhere, though.
Yeah.
Why don't you light your furnace out there? Then you got to take care of that.
I think you should watch it.
No, you just got to put smaller pieces.
Speaking of that, I think A-hole pulled the sciatica thing because he knew I was getting knee surgery. And he knew that I would be asking him to help with the stove, so he pulls the sciatica crap.
Yeah. No, I think I got sciatica because you're stupid wood.
You haven't done it in a year.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's time to put the furnace to bed. That thing's
we're gonna have to light. I just gotta wait a few more weeks.
Can you burn paper in that thing?
Yeah.
So could I bring over a bunch of old documents?
You could, but the problem is you gotta tend it because otherwise they just flatten and it won't burn.
Oh,
you gotta push it around.
Get a burn barrel. Sounds like
too much. I mean, it'll burn. You just gotta push it around.
They have shredders nowadays.
Yeah, but I got so much of it built up because of laziness that it's just.
That's what you do when you're watching football.
Say if you got time to go out there for half an hour, 45 minutes. It doesn't take long, but you got to move it around.
All right, maybe.
Half an hour, 45 minutes. That ain't ever happening.
Ryan is having this epic lazy battle in his head. I could just burn them all at once, but it's still 30, 45 minutes.
What if I throw kerosene on it?
That is a significantly lessened timeline than sitting there and shredding it.
Then he's thinking,
a lot longer to shred.
How's the Wi-Fi?
I don't think it would even take half an hour, but. Yeah.
I got a question for you. So, what are your takes on all-you-can-eat buffets? Are you in favor or opposed?
It depends.
I'm in favor.
No, it depends. Now,
I think they're kind of gross.
You're right.
It depends on the price of it.
What kind of pop do they have?
Depends on place you're
in. It depends on the
establishment
price.
Is.
The higher the price, the more likely I am to do it.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so here's my question. What's the most upsetting thing you've ever seen someone do at an all-you-can-eat buffet?
They bring their other plate, and they're hanging over there with that plate that they just ate off, and they're piling stuff on it.
I saw a kid eat off one of the spoons once.
I've many times seen people try the food and then just go, I don't like that. Like, at the station, they'll take a bite or something and go, nope, I don't want that.
Oh,
and then they move on to the next one.
I got to tell you, I've never seen anything. I am too focused on what I'm doing. It's like the Super Bowl.
You could conceivably convince Roach that he was the only person in that Ponderosa.
I got a strategy, I got a game plan, and I'm executing.
Yeah, I like buffets. I
will
say, I do.
High dollar first.
I like the more expensive buffets.
They got to be higher priced ones before.
I went to one in Vegas. It was unbelievable. I think it was at the MGM Grand. They split the crab legs in half, so you didn't have to shred them. You just gave you a little knife to take the meat out with.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you didn't have to shred them?
Yeah, like you didn't have to break them and fool with them because it takes like an hour.
I hate when you have to shred them.
It takes too much time.
Everyone at home is going to be checking their headphones, trying to figure out what glitch is going on.
And that wasn't him stuttering. That was a sound he made for
what it was.
That was the best buffet I've been to.
All I can think of is chia.
You know what? The buffet is great. You have tons of options. You have tons of food. The cure for the buffet would be if they just staffed people to scoop the food for you.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah.
No, because the problem with that is it adds a level of shame that I don't want to know
how you can eat. Exactly. I got to say yes. 7 helpings of stuffing, please. I don't want that.
When we went to Disney, we did probably a couple buffets.
Disney's are great buffets.
They're great buffets, but they're still not as good as just the sit-down.
Yeah, meals. I agree with you. That one, what'd we go to? Crystal Palace?
Yeah,
wasn't.
Crystal Palace was all right.
Didn't do it for me. I'd rather...
Yeah, that one I think was my least favorite buffet. Yeah,
it wasn't. It didn't do it.
I'm trying to think what other ones they have. They have
There's one at the Animal Kingdom.
That one's better. That one's a better one. No, it really depends.
Ohana.
Not a buffet.
But
it's family style, all you can eat.
That's the best one.
Yeah, but that's not buffet either.
No, you're not going up to get it yourself.
Yeah, you don't.
No, exactly. Keep selling me on it.
But what are you? So what are you saying?
I agree with you though. That's
you're not going to a Golden Corral or a Country.
No.
You know what the best buffet in the world is?
Country something.
You know what the best buffet in the world is? And Roach, you're down with this. They got Mountain Dew, Pizza Hut buffet.
Yeah, I like Pizza Hut buffet.
Pizza Hut buffet.
Pizza is not as good. It's like the it's cheaper pizza or something.
Oh, stop it.
It's not as good. And
any ragamuffin can walk in there.
Oh, yeah. I like being waited on. I like a restaurant where they come to you and what do you want?
Now,
here's what I want.
Boom. Not saying that the same crap isn't going on in that kitchen, but I don't see it.
I don't have to see it either.
I don't I wish that the meat, they didn't have somebody there cutting it for you. I want to cut it myself because
you just want to grab
a little bit more.
Just grab a whole tenderloin.
Yeah, you know what?
Look at me, dude. I want a bigger piece than that.
Listen, I got to agree on this one because at Crystal Palace, that was what was pissing me off.
They give you this tiny
You went up, they gave you one hunk of meat, and I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, you're not getting any more than that. And then 2 minutes later, I'm back up there with an empty plate going, okay, give me more.
That right there is the shame element.
That's what they're trying to do.
You fat piece of crap, you want another one?
I wasn't shamed. I was pissed. Yeah, give me the meat.
That was the problem with that. What was the restaurant we went to in Niagara Falls?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but because
I don't know what the name is.
Let's pretend we don't know what it is.
But yeah,
I don't know what it was.
I don't mind if they brought that and tried them, but I don't know.
See, I would have preferred that. Come out, give me several different options, and then say, which one do you want?
And then give me a good chunk
of it. And then you get a big, giant chunk of it.
Or they just have them up there and you just go get it.
Or they cut off a taste of everything. And then when they come back, say, okay, what would you like?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want that one there. Boom.
Yeah, especially because you guys whisked out
then
early.
Then you had to wait for the next.
I did not like that restaurant at all.
You had to wait for the next one to come.
I don't like that whole feature of it. You got to keep going yes or no. And I don't know.
I did like the other one we went to, though.
Oh, the cake!
Ooh, the cake!
Yeah. I've put forward we go twice.
Yeah, Roach's.
I don't know. Rick
do twice.
Rick didn't like the price.
No.
What is he poor? He's got money.
We should do the Italian place next to it.
That's awesome.
I don't mind that. We'll do that in the cake.
Is it the one where when you're there, your family?
No.
You ever been to one of those?
Rocco's, I believe it was.
You ever been to one of those Brazilian steakhouses where they just walk around with swords full of meat?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. And it was like we said, it wasn't terrible, but it just
that wasn't my thing.
I couldn't even remember which ones I really liked because there were so many too.
I want to sit
choices.
Back and
plus
relax
we were rookies.
With a big hunk of meat
too. We were rookies, and they get you with the salad bar,
right?
Because you walk in and you see all that stuff, and you go, I got to try that. You got to try that. And then you're a little full.
That's their plan, though. That's
doubt. That's the ploy.
I would do it totally different next time.
You pay a ton of money.
Bring me several swords of meat, please.
I'd get the meat going first and then go to the salad.
See, that's why at a buffet, I got a game plan. Like, what do they got? They got steak. They got ham. They got roast beef. Do they have crab legs? You got to stake that out early. Go get them first.
See, he's talking to high-end buffets, though, again.
And I'm all for the high-end
I do,
buffets.
Too, but...
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would ever...
You get crab legs at Golden Corral.
No. I'm sure you
I'm not
can,
going
I'm sure
to
you
Golden
can
Corral.
Get something with the name crab legs on it. I don't know what it is.
Your parents love Golden
Corral. I know.
Oh, you know what? We went to a buffet at Disney. What was it? I forget what it's called, but it's at one of the resorts and it was all seafood. basically.
Yeah, I'm out.
That was really good.
Now that I'd be interested in.
Count me out.
I'm trying to think which one it was. It was really good.
I'm out of that one.
Can we stop talking about Disney and just go?
I would love to go.
And, we're going next year. I got my wife
second,
in.
Really?
I would love to go, too.
Second, I don't know why anybody would even touch salad at a buffet.
No, you don't
it
even go near.
It is just, they're begging you. They're begging you to touch that salad. They're begging you to.
Salad, fruit, not an option.
They see you touch the salad, and they start laughing.
Vegetables, no.
They start laughing the second you touch that salad because they know.
You know what?
You're screwed.
I go high end, and then I go with like fish stuff.
I like a good salad to start the day off.
And salad bars I like because you can put like a little bit of lettuce and then all the good stuff in on top. Nah. You can't order that from the kitchen.
I like the salad bar where they have two bowls, like the really healthy lettuce and then just the iceberg lettuce. Because I like to combine them. I do like a little bit of both.
And they're going, oh, thank God, that guy's eating salad. Beautiful. Beautiful. Nope. That's saving us money.
Know what I did when we went to Vegas years ago when I went with Holly went for work.
Uh-huh.
And it was just me and Mary.
Yeah.
I figured out to time it out. We'd pay the breakfast, but they'd already switching over for the lunch. So you pay the breakfast price, and then when you get in there, they already have half of it switched over to lunch. So you can eat at the lunch price.
So you got a little bit of both.
I didn't go for the breakfast. I just paid the breakfast price. That's the cheap stuff.
I couldn't do a breakfast buffet.
It was genius.
Yeah, oh, breakfast buffet is amazing. Nah, amazing.
Nah. I don't mind it.
See, I'll tell you my problem with breakfast buffet. The eggs are always kind of like coldish.
Oh yeah,
they're not hot anymore,
and they're not. They're gonna be overcooked.
And truthfully, if I'm going out for breakfast, give me a couple of fried eggs, bacon and toast, and I'm good.
And I know it's better than breakfast. Lunch on breakfast prices.
Now here's a question for you. Speaking of stuff you'd eat, I got a speed round for you. Would you rather eat a dead rat or 10 live spiders?
I go with the dead rat.
Do we get to cook it up?
What kind of spiders?
No. Oh, you don't get to cook it?
Oh, then
big ones.
Then I'd eat the spiders.
Big ones. Big ones. Like Daddy Long Legs?
No, that's not a big spider.
They're huge.
No, stop it. My wife has the same
those,
thing.
Like
said.
Those wolf spiders?
I'm talking something with some crunch to it.
Like the wolf spiders.
Yeah.
Can I cook the spiders?
You something that you got to, like, you ever watch
lives.
Bear Grylls?
You said 10
Can we
lives.
Put anything on this stuff, like ketchup or chocolate?
You want chocolate dipped live spiders?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're chocolate live. Covered spiders are probably delicious.
Now, no, I want these spiders are the size where if you ever watch, like Bear Grylls or one of those survival people, like you got to crunch hard.
It's like a tarantula spider?
I'm not saying something with multiple bites.
Like from Indiana Jones spiders?
No, just something like maybe the size of a quarter.
I would eat the spider.
Can I cover it in chocolate?
It's easy. This is an easy one. If you can cook the rat, I eat the rat. If you can't cook the rat, you got to eat the spiders.
I agree.
You can't take a chance on getting some kind
of sickness.
You cook
the rat, it might taste good. Ugh. You might be able to get
it. I eat
the rat. You know what? The rat versus spider debate is the same as the buffet versus table serve to me. The spiders are probably just as disgusting, but I don't see it. Rats, they're in the garbage. They're in the dumpster. They're in the...
I'd rather eat stub than a rat. At least I know stuff's been eating, you know, good stuff.
Yeah, well, I would eat the rat.
Wait, why is Stubb been eating good stuff?
If you can cook it, I'd eat the rat.
Why is he been eating good stuff?
Yeah, why is Stubb been eating good stuff?
He does? Yeah, it's called girliness.
Listen, I didn't even mention it, and now you want to bring it up.
I don't think it was mentioned in the last show.
Yeah. I almost mentioned it today, and I was like, yeah, you know what, screw it.
We're going to start getting hate mail.
People
are going to be angry that you've.
Did we hear anything back from our Swedish friend or no?
No, I think he's done with us.
I need to talk to him.
And it's not Swedish, it's Swiss.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
Oh, you dork.
Starts with an S.
My Swiss
enough.
Guy.
And hey, Swiss guy, if you are still listening out there, there's an episode maybe in the first 5 or 10 that you might want to skip over where we're kind of anti-a continent. I won't mention which one.
No, not us. Not us.
Not us.
No, it was not
but
us.
Was it a
member of the show.
It was one.
And I was back.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, I remember that. Don't bring it up.
It was one. It was not all. It was one.
Yeah. Couple of idiots over there.
No, one, not all.
You backed them up.
No, I did not on that one.
You didn't?
No. Oh,
all right. Then it was just grumpy old man.
I was backed up on that one.
By your wife.
Your wife?
No, your wife, because it's a cancer causer.
Was it that country, though, that we were
in? No, it was all Europe.
We're not that specific. Right. Okay.
We're not smart enough to limit it to one country. We try to go after a whole continent.
Yeah, right. You guys will be the first to admit my wife's nuts about this stuff, so she backed you up. That's not saying a lot.
Well, you got a point there.
Right. Trust me, if I wasn't using it and I started to smell, she would tell me. She would be the first one to go, you got to do something, man.
Do you use the antiperspirant or just the deodorant?
I don't even know what the difference is.
Oh, there's a big difference.
There's a massive difference.
Antiperspirant is like, you're not going to sweat. Deodorant is just, while you sweat for a while, it won't smell as bad.
Antiperspirant is like the chalky. Like white pasty stuff.
No, that's what I use. You can get it either way.
Yeah. I use the white pasty stuff, whatever it is.
Because the plain deodorant, you'll smell good for a couple of minutes, and then you're sweating, and then it's like, okay, well, now I'm drenched and I stink.
Well, it kind of depends on what you're doing. Like, if you're just sitting here, you don't
know. Oh, so you have different ones for whatever you're doing?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Roach has what is he doing?
He's got a Batman utility belt.
His options are if you're sitting here or if you're sitting at home folding clothes.
If you're watching the Steelers, you need your Steelers deodorant. And then
I work more than either of you guys. What are you talking about?
Oh, please.
A retired boy ain't done nothing in 3 months.
He does nothing. You walk around your plant once
in
a while?
I work all the time.
Oh, please.
All the time. Slave.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Shut up, Roach.
It's crazy.
Roach has like a Batman utility belt of all the little different deodorants. As he goes through the day, he's got to reapply.
Looks like this is going to be this day. And then
I'm about to eat lasagna. Let me get my eating
deodorant. I'm just saying there's a big difference between summertime and wintertime.
Hot food. I better pull this one out.
Oh, crap. I got to go over and tell that kid to go do this work. I use this one.
I'm about to go into a public bathroom for an emergency.
Oh, we better use the spray kind for this emergency.
I don't care for the spray kind. It gives me the chivers.
It gives him the chivers. Yeah. I hate the chivers.
What is that? I'm not even sure what the chivers are.
Shivers?
It's a between a chill and a shiver. It's
a chiver.
You never heard of the chivers?
That's a good
That's a good one.
Good comeback.
That's the name of the this episode is the chivers.
You know, that's one of my goals. Let's try to get the name for
the name of the episode.
We have so little things here.
Roach is so far ahead in that
We
count.
Just had, we
oh
had
my
to
gosh.
Every time I see it, I say, I won.
We have to start coming up with names that are just going to get listeners, though. Forget what we talk about.
Are you saying Chivers is not going to get listeners?
Hey, our listenership's coming back up.
I know. I realize that, but I mean,
can we just come up with one right now? Give me four things you think people would want.
The Kardashians versus the Real Housewives. Episode name.
I'm going to fist fight Ellen.
Yeah, he's got a good...
I can win.
That might work. That might work. Let's think.
All right, so I got Kardashian Fortnite.
Kardashian
Fortnite. Tweet.
Octagon with Ellen. I think I'm 50-50 of that.
I don't know.
She's in good shape, man. She'll kick my butt.
What else is in the news?
I would pay so much money to watch Ellen DeGeneres beat the snot out of
her. If I get a hold of her and sit on her, it's over. That's pretty much how all my fights are. If I get a hold of you,
to see that.
Then you're in trouble.
What else is in the news right now? Isn't Ariana
Grande.
You took eight shots at that, none of them were right.
Ariana Grande. Manhattan Gandhi.
Can you hold both hands out in front of you for a second?
Oh, how about some real clickbaity stuff like Trump joins the Democrats?
All
right, guys. Are we going with I got the chivers or I'm gonna fist fight?
I
Ellen?
Think it's the chivers. Chivers. The chivers won.
I gotta go see my little man.
All right.
See ya.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.